Lord. Oh, worship the King. That's what we sang this morning. And he is definitely worthy of our worship. For a scripture reading, if you want to turn with me to St. John chapter 10. Gospel of John chapter 10. There's a verse in our Sunday school lesson in 1 Peter 4 that says, if any man speak or if any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion. You know, that's worship. That's what we're here this morning, to the best of our ability, to give God glory and praise and dominion. And just to kind of keep that in mind, there I'm going to read the first 18 verses in John 10. And it's more of what Jesus here talking himself and saying what he is. You know, I am the different thing. I am the door. I'm the good shepherd. And more reasons why we need to worship and lift him up. Verse 1, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then says Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. They shall hear my voice. There shall be one fold, one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. You know, that verse, the last couple verses, you know, I'm thankful for Jesus, just for that point, that they didn't take his life. Man didn't take his life. He gave his life so that you and I can have life. Verse 10 says that very thing. I am come that they might have life. So that is one of the I ams. And then verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Of course, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. Good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. In verse 3 and 4, it doesn't exactly say I am your friend, but basically that's what it's saying. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. You know, if we know the voice of Jesus and he knows ours, it's a friend. He is our friend. It's not, as it says in verse 5, that a stranger will they not follow because they don't know their voice. You know, it also talks a little about the opposite, our enemy, the devil. the thief, to verse 10, comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Our enemy, the devil, he doesn't say somewhere that he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. I thought about that. What kind of friend is that? That's not much of a friend. That's exactly the opposite. And then here in verse 10, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Our enemy is out to steal. But Jesus, is here to give, just the opposite. Our enemy is out to kill. But Jesus is here to give life. Our enemy is out to destroy. But Jesus is here to bring together, to save. And the Bible says that, that the devil is a liar and the father of it. Jesus is the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life, as it says in chapter 14. So I trust this morning we can just get a glimpse of Jesus. We can see Jesus this morning as it says in our Sunday school lesson, just to the best of our ability, give him the glory, the praise, dominion. And I believe that's each one of our desire. I like that song I was looking for it there. I think it's in 766, Open Our Eyes. Lord, I think maybe I'll have Ken prepare to lead that as we take the offering down in a few minutes. But just as a prayer, open our eyes that we can see this Jesus. He's all we need. That used to be a hymn, Jesus Christ just made to me all I need. And he truly is all we need. Let's bow our heads for prayer.